This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am a pharmacist, Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, which we highly recommend, whatever your health challenge, or even if you don't have a health challenge, if you just want to stay healthy. Nutritional supplementation is extremely valuable and extremely important. There's no way you're getting what you need from foods. Thus, the importance of the Longevity Healthy Start Pack, Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, all the fine longevity formulations. If you have questions about any of the longevity products, or if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you just have a common or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We've got Peter Torek coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about lucid dreaming. And we haven't talked, I don't think I've ever talked about lucid dreaming on this program. Lucid dreaming is a really fascinating phenomena where you are awake in your dream. You're actually lucid in your dream. You can do all kinds of fun stuff while you're dreaming. Doesn't that sound amazing? You can fly. You can have all kinds of great experiences that you couldn't have and that you can't have in regular life. Lucid dreaming was first written about by a guy named Stephen LaBarge, a professor at, I believe, Stanford University, and he wrote the classic book on it called Lucid Dreaming or How to Lucid Dream. We're going to talk to Peter Torek, who's a young gentleman who's got some really interesting things to say about lucid dreaming. His website is howtolucidream.org. That'll come up at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Longevity products are available on all the websites. We also have blog posts and news stories and videos and lots of good free health information, especially at criticalhealthnews.com. Thanks to Jonty for doing that. Criticalhealthnews.com also has our Moments of Truth, which I do every morning. Today I did one on sunscreen and vitamin D. I read a really interesting article about vitamin D, and I don't know where it is. I had it here. But I talked about it on my website, vitamin D3 specifically. Vitamin D is produced from the action of the sun on cholesterol in the skin. Vitamin D is a stress management substance. This is why you're hearing a lot about vitamin D lately, because of the whole coronavirus thing. Vitamin D is associated with strengthening the immune system. Vitamin D is a summertime vitamin. And historically, or from an evolutionary perspective, I should say, from an evolutionary biology perspective, when it was summertime, that's when we were most prone to getting injuries. So vitamin D is known as the summertime vitamin. It's associated with the sun, and it makes perfect sense from an evolutionary biology perspective that vitamin D and sunshine and summertime and building the immune system and stress management. I'm not just talking psychological stress, but all kinds of stresses would go together. Diminishing or reducing your vitamin D intake or staying out of the sun, preventing your body from making vitamin D, is one of the all-time great stupid pieces of advice from the modern medical model. The American Academy of Dermatology says to slather on the sunscreen. The American Academy of Dermatology says use an SPF of 30 or more. The American Academy of Dermatology says to use water-resistant sunscreens, the kind of stuff that stays on your skin that doesn't wash off. This is stupidity of the highest degree. And I cannot imagine why anybody who even understands an inkling about drugs and medicine and health would ever suggest this. Sunscreens are regulated as drugs, by the way, for good reason. Why do you think the FDA regulates sunscreen chemicals as drugs? Because they're poisons. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not being poetic. When I say drugs are poisons, I am being literal. I get, when I go, not on this program, but when I go on mainstream radio programs or I talk to mainstream orthodox folks on podcasts or interviews and I say, drugs are poison, everybody gets horrified. Not so much interviewers, but listeners get horrified. How can you say drugs are poisons? I get letters from people. How can you say drugs are poisons? Because they are poisons. And there's no drug on planet Earth that's going to reduce or reverse a chronic long-term degenerative health challenge. It doesn't happen. And not only are drugs poison, not only are the kind of drugs we take internally poisons, but the kind of drugs you rub on your skin are poisons too. Steroids, topical steroids, even hydrocortisone, something as mild as hydrocortisone, is regulated as a drug for a reason. Because it's a poison. Why do you think they regulate these things? Why do you think they regulate octylmethoxycinnamine, and octocrylene, and octylsalicylate, and homosalicylate, these sunscreen agents? If you want to wear topical protection against the sun, use a sunblock, use zinc oxide, but really make sure you're getting out in the sun. Today I talked about being out in the sun 15 to 20 minutes in the midday sun when it's hot out there with as little clothing on as possible because you want as much skin exposed to the sun as possible to maximize vitamin D3 production in the skin. Now listen, I'm not saying to burn. You don't want to burn. You don't want to go crazy. You don't want to overdo it. But the sun is extremely important for the production of vitamin D. Vitamin D is extremely important for the immune system. And who doesn't need to be building the immune system in this crazy coronavirus time that we're living in? Build your immune system. You don't hear the medical representatives talking about viruses and government representatives talking about viruses ever talking about building the immune system. Have you ever heard any of these talking heads who are giving us advice about staying inside and wearing masks? Have you ever heard any of them tell you about vitamin C or about vitamin D3 or about zinc or about not eating crappy food or about exercising or about practicing slow deep breathing techniques or about moving your lymphatic system? This is how you know it's a fraud. This is how you know what you're hearing from the mainstream folks on the news, on CNN and on NBC and ABC and Fox News, all these seemingly innocent news reporters telling us about masks and staying inside and death rates. Have you ever heard any of them talking about building your immune system? Folks, just being happy will build your immune system. From Southwestern Medical Center, happiness may protect you from gastrointestinal distress. This is from the journal Cell, Host, and Microbe. Serotonin, a chemical known for its role in producing feelings of well-being and happiness in the brain, can reduce the ability of some intestinal pathogens to cause deadly infections. Have you heard this from any of the mainstream folks? Simple happiness strategies. All the fear that's being promoted is anti-immunity. All the fear that's being promoted is a great way to make sure you get infected. From the journal Cell and Microbiology, study shows how serotonin can affect gut's microbiome. A new study in mice led by UCLA biologists suggests that serotonin and drugs that target serotonin, i.e. Zoloft, Effexor, Prozac, can have a major effect on the gut's microbiota. Serotonin is a critical player in keeping the body happy, and when you start playing around with your serotonin system, it's inevitable that you're going to affect your gut bacteria and your intestinal health, and that means it's inevitable that you're going to be affecting your immune system. Long story short, there are so many things we can do to build our immune system, to stay strong, to provide our own antiviral protection without interacting with the medical model and without taking the ridiculous, stupid advice from the representatives of the standard medical model. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. Got Peter Torek talking about lucid dreaming coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls here momentarily. Peter Torek is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is when you're awake in your dream and you can do some really cool things. Some people, especially young folks I've noticed, have frequent lucid dreams. I've had
two lucid dreams in my life, and they were absolutely amazing. Can you imagine this? Being awake in your dream. You can fly, you can walk through walls, you can do all kinds of great stuff. I had a really interesting experience where I saw people talking, and I inserted myself between the people while they were talking. And I was actually conscious of all of this. I inserted myself between the two people talking, and they continued talking, looking right through me. It was a really amazing experience. I had a couple amazing experiences when I was lucid dreaming. Anyway, Peter Tarek's website is How to Lucid Dream, howtolucidream.org, howtolucidream.org. We're going to talk to Peter at the bottom of the hour and get to your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And think about joining the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a longevity business, if you want to become financially independent, if you want to be the master of your financial health as well as your physical health. You really owe it to yourself to at least look at or at least think about the longevity business opportunity, especially if you like health, if nutritional supplementation has helped you and your health, you and your health challenges, or helped you stay healthy. If you believe in nutritional supplementation, pay it forward. And make some money at the same time. Call 866-735-2470 for one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, head to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. We do have Father's Day specials coming up. I guess it's Father's Day in a couple of days. And if you want to buy your dad or the guy in your life something special, we've got Father's Day specials. And we also have other specials, too, up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, Peter Tork coming up at the bottom of the hour, talking about lucid dreaming. Have you heard of colostrum? Well, most of you guys have heard of colostrum. Colostrum is part of they call it first milk that a mammal will pass on to the baby. And colostrum is loaded with building elements. And it's not only loaded with building elements, it's loaded with immune building elements. So it will build the body and it will strengthen the immune system. Calves who are lucky enough to get colostrum have more health, they're stronger, they're more vital. Likewise people, human animals, who get colostrum. Colostrum also has been shown to help combat flu and other viral infections. This is kind of interesting. According to an article, a study that was done, I'm not sure where this study was done here. Let me see. This was published in the Townsend Letter. And I'm not sure where the study was done, but the bottom line here is researchers concluded that colostrum is at least three times more effective than vaccination alone to prevent seasonal flu, and it's incredibly cost effective. Colostrum is awesome stuff, and the only thing you do have to worry about is if you have dairy allergies, and a lot of people do have dairy allergies, but if you don't have dairy allergies or milk allergies, colostrum can be taken as lozenges, it can be taken as powder, it can be taken as a liquid, and it's actually even used topically as well. It's got compounds in it called gangliosides that are important for helping build the brain of babies, and it can help strengthen the brain of adults as well. If you're looking for, if you're using longevity products and you're looking for some colostrum, check out the Killer Biotic product. Killer Biotic has lots of immune boosters, but also has some colostrum in it too. Okay. We talked about vitamin D in our last segment. I didn't mention that vitamin D, its main role or its most well-known role is for helping with calcium metabolism. And if you're taking calcium supplements, it's probably a good idea to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D. Now, you can get vitamin D in supplements. You can take 10,000, 15,000 IU a day of vitamin D supplements. I think the standard supplemental dosage is about 4,000 IU a day. But you can take 10,000 IU a day, no problem. And one of its most well-known uses for helping with calcium metabolism, vitamin D deficiency causes something called rickets. Rickets is a softening of the bones, because when you don't have vitamin D, you can't really get calcium into your bones. But you don't have to have full-blown vitamin D deficiency to be suffering from bone problems or back problems or joint pain or any kind of osteo or skeletal pain. So where you get vitamin D? Well, you can supplement with it, but Get yourself out in the sun. That is the absolute best way to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D, the right kind of vitamin D. And, oh, last thing I'm going to say about vitamin D is vitamin D that's made by the sun, or vitamin D that's taken supplementally, or vitamin D that's taken into the body through food. And, by the way, the main food sources of vitamin D are going to be fatty foods like organ meats, fatty liver, and fish liver. Mushrooms also have a little bit of vitamin D in it. Vitamin D that's taken into the body through food or made in the skin via the sun has to be activated in the liver and the kidney. That's right. If you have a liver problem, i.e. fatty liver disease, or a kidney problem, you're suffering from diabetes, most kidney disease issues are related to blood sugar, chances are pretty good you're not going to be activating your vitamin D. Even if you're taking vitamin D, that means, or even if you're getting out in the sun, you could still be vitamin D deficient because you're not activating the vitamin D. Which is why you want to take care of your liver, you want to take care of the blood sugar system, you want to take care of the entire body, and it's also why you cannot just take supplements. You've got to understand how to keep the body healthy so it can utilize the supplements that you're taking. It's not just vitamin D. All supplements work better when the digestive system is functioning more effectively, when the liver is functioning more effectively, when your blood sugar is stable. Taking care of health and taking care of the body using nutritional supplements involves understanding the systemic nature of health, how the body is a system, how supplements are a system. You can't just take one supplement. You need the entire Mighty 90 essential nutrients. If your digestive system is whacked out, or you have fatty liver disease, or you have blood sugar problems, you're not going to benefit from the supplements as well as if you are healthy. So taking care of your body involves multiple steps. It involves treating the body as a system, and also it involves treating nutritional supplements, and for that matter, it involves treating food as a system. You need protein, fats, and carbohydrates. You need all Mighty 90 essential nutrients. You need to make sure that your body is processing all Mighty 90 essential nutrients as well as the components in foods. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Peter Torek coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about lucid dreaming. Let's go to Dorian in Virginia. Good morning, Dorian. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Ben. I'm doing great. Just calling to ask about kefir and its benefits.
Kefir. Kefir is great for everything. Kefir, K-E-F-I-R, is a fermented milk product. It's got a kind of a sour taste to it. It's becoming popular. Now, actually, they have sweetened kefir, which is probably best to stay away from. Kefir is a great source of a lot of things. First of all, it's a great source of living food if it has active cultures in it. And by living food, I mean bacteria, living cells. When you eat a fermented food, you're eating living cells. Not only that, but you're getting enzymes that help the body process foods. This is what I was just talking about, how it's a system. You can't just take supplements. You can't just eat certain foods. You got to do everything together. And when you use kefir with your supplements, you're going to get better absorption of B vitamins. You're going to get better digestion and absorption of protein. You're going to get better absorption of minerals like calcium, for example. And the nutrients that are in the kefir, the protein and the B vitamins and the calcium, are going to be better absorbed than if you just took them, these nutrients supplementally. Kefir is awesome. Thanks for your call, Dorian. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're going to talk about lucid dreaming in our next segment with Peter Torek. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. fallout continues after President Trump's recent photo op with a Bible outside of a church near the White House amid protests because of George Floyd's death. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says he regrets taking part in that. He says in a pre-recorded video commencement address to the National Defense University that he should never have been there.
My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. It was a mistake.
Police used pepper spray and rubber bullets to clear protesters out of the way before the president and his entourage walked to the church. The Republican National Convention is reportedly going to be held largely in Jacksonville, Florida. Reports are that's the decision after the North Carolina governor refused to say that there wouldn't be restrictions on the event if it was held as planned in Charlotte. And this is USA Radio News.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
There may be a break in a missing persons case involving a well-known apocalyptic author. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
The internet is buzzing about photos of a massive beehive in Tennessee. Crews had to remove around 40,000 bees from the hive in the historic home, and the hive is believed to have been there for over 50 years. Crews used a heat map to spot the bees, and at first thought that they'd be removing only 8 feet of comb, but it turns out it was a 30-foot comb. All of the bees, including the queen, were safely taken to a local farm. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Thanks to Peter in the UK for setting up benfuchsarchive.com, by the way, and that has a search engine too on it as well. You can get Youngevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off our websites, or you can call 866-735-2470.
All right, I am really excited to have our guest on. Peter Torek is an expert lucid dreamer. He teaches people to lucid dream. As I was telling you before we went to break, I've had a couple of lucid dreams myself. Peter's had over 600 lucid dreams. I cannot only imagine what that does to your psyche when you have 600 lucid dreams, because I know what two of them did for my psyche. He has received a dream yoga initiation. He specializes in helping people enter the lucid dream from meditation states. He's an expert in dream interpretation, eliminating nightmares, and dream herbs as well. And he also teaches people how to meditate inside a lucid dream, which sounds pretty cool. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Peter Torek. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, it's very nice to have you on the Bright Side. I know you sounded a little surprised when I contacted you and I said I wanted to have you on the program. I personally am a big believer in lucid dreaming, but I always felt that lucid dreaming could have an impact, a positive impact on people's physical health as well as obviously their mental health. Tell us a little bit about your interpretation of what it means to lucid dream, and then we'll get into how people can use it to help improve their lives physically, mentally, emotionally, as well as spiritually. What exactly is lucid dreaming as you see it?
Well, typically we say that a person can lucid dream when they are able to change things in their dream. They realize that they are dreaming and they realize that that's not the waking world. So, for example, if something scary happens, then you will realize like this is not real and you can even face whatever is frightening you. And that is one of the ways in which you can do the healing, because most of the things which are scary in our dreams are just expressions of some of our fears, unconscious fears or limiting beliefs. And then when we dream about these and we face them, then most of the time they just disappear, or they can even become one with us. And after that, when we wake up, we feel so relaxed, and it's an amazing feeling.
So you're saying, Peter, that if you can learn to deactivate a fear in your dream, its associated fear in real life will be deactivated also?
Yes, in short term, that's what's effectively happening. And I'm not sure how many times do you have to do that with one particular belief or fear. I guess it depends on where that fear comes from. If it comes from a very deep trauma, maybe you have to do this multiple times. But with everyday stress that you have, you can do this quite effectively.
So can anybody learn this skill?
I believe so, yes. It just takes practice.
And when
some
you say
people are more prone to it, maybe they are talented, certain brain areas are more active, but all of these skills can be improved mostly by meditation.
Okay, so when you say practice lucid dreaming, how exactly do you do that? Because it seems like a lucid dream is something that just happens spontaneously. How can you practice to get to develop a skill, the skill or what you call skill of lucid dreaming?
Well, there are two fundamentally different approaches to achieve a lucid dream. And when you think about the nature of dreams, you often don't know where you came from, what you've done before inside the dream, or you can't really think ahead, you can't plan your future. And everything can be bizarre. So one of the ways is to achieve a lucid dream is to stop during your wakeful life and have a bit of a mindful moment. So you stop and you reflect about your reality. How did you get to that place? Who are you talking with? What are you doing right now? What are your plans? What time is it? And you try to confirm whether you are in reality or in a lucid dream. And many times when you do that, you can also look at your hands, because
in the dream,
this thing comes up in your... So you do this technique during the day in wakeful life, and you do this often. And the idea is, if you do this kind of self-reflection many times during the day, then sooner or later, this self-reflection will come up in your dream again. And then in the dream, you are more likely to do this self-reflection as well.
So when you say
you can realize that you are dreaming.
So when you say practice, you're talking about practice in day-to-day life And so that when you have a dream, you'll dream about your practice, basically, and it'll remind you that you're dreaming. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what happens. That's why this technique is called a reality check, because you're questioning your reality during the whole day. And the most common way to do that is to count your fingers, because in the dream, for some reason, you have more fingers than you should have, or maybe they look weird or they are strange. So if you get used to this and then you dream about looking at your hands, there's a really high chance that you will realize that, oh, this is a dream because I have six fingers or because they look strange. So that's one way you can prepare yourself for lucid dreams. And there's another way which involves meditation.
Okay, well, let's get to the meditation one in a second, but I want to make sure I understand this. So if you practice counting your fingers in your day-to-day life, every hour, every couple hours, you count your fingers, and then when that memory passes into a dream and you count your fingers, you'll have six fingers, or they'll look weird. You'll say, oh my God, I must be dreaming, in the middle of your dream. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's a bit more complex because you're not just counting your fingers. You're also reflecting about your reality. So it's a good idea that when you do that, when you're counting your fingers, you also look around yourself and try to reflect and try to comment where you are at the moment and why you are there.
So even just questioning your reality while you're awake, even if you're not counting your fingers, even if you're just always asking yourself, hey, wait a minute, is this real? Is this real? Is this real? Will that pass on into your dream too?
Eventually, yes.
That's very powerful stuff. Tell me what happened to you when you first lucid dream, when you had your first lucid dream. What did you say? Were you amazed? Were you blown away? Were you scared?
Well, the first time I was a teenager and I didn't know that it was a lucid dream. So to me, that was a scary experience because I found myself in another part of town and I didn't know how I got there. So it was in the middle of the night and I was walking in another part of town, and at the moment I had no idea about lucid dreaming, so I didn't understand. And later on when I woke up, I didn't know what was going on. And because of that, I didn't really spend time learning to lucid dream, and only after 10 years when I read a book about it, that's when I realized what this experience was. And when I started to read about it, I started to have spontaneous lucid dreams. So for me, that was very easy in that sense.
All right, so we got to take a commercial break. I've been meditating, and I talk about meditation on this program a lot. I'm wondering how that links into lucid dreaming. We want to talk when we come back from our break about the link between meditation and lucid dreaming. We're talking to Peter Torek. His website is howtolucidream.org. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020Safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020Safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Peter Torek, howtolucidream.org. Peter is an expert lucid dreamer, 600 lucid dreams since 2010. Hey, Peter, I want to talk to you about meditation and lucid dreaming. But first of all, let's talk about meditation. How do you define the term meditation? What does that mean to you?
So to me, meditation means that you are in a present moment and you try not to give energy to your thoughts and emotions. So people can define meditation in so many ways, but for me, fundamentally, it just means to stay calm, be in the present moment, and just be and try not to think. And that can be done in so many ways.
So when you're talking about being awake inside a dream, that's kind of a meditation, no? Based on your definition.
Well, yeah, in a way you could say that, because also when you're measuring the brainwaves, lucid dreaming shows very similar brainwaves as to meditative brainwaves.
So I found that when I've only had two lucid dreams, but I found that when I was lucid dreaming that I lost it when I lost my attention. I lost my ability to be in the present moment was somehow compromised, and boom, I was out of the lucid dream. So is that kind of what you're talking about, using meditation to be in a lucid dream, is staying in that present moment?
Yes, when you lose the lucidity, that's a normal thing. It happens to even practiced meditators and seasoned lucid dreamers. And the way to counter that is to keep being present in your lucid dream. So whatever you're doing, let's say you're living out some of your fantasies and you're flying, then you have to stop in the lucid dream and again remind yourself, okay, this is a dream. I am lucid, I am self-aware, and I must keep my consciousness. And at the same time, it helps if you rub your hands together, because somehow that kinesthetic sensation really grounds your awareness. It's almost like anchoring your awareness or stabilizing it. So you have to keep doing that in the lucid dream every now and then you will have very long lucid dreams.
So when you talk about saying to yourself, I'm lucid, I'm conscious, and being in the present moment, and then you'll get back into your lucidity, it sounds similar to like what you have to do in real life when something traumatic happens or scary or something that gets you angry or your emotions are somehow triggered. You have to have the same response, no?
Yes, it's very similar. That's the reason why mindfulness practitioners tend to have lucid dreams or more lucid dreams than people who don't practice.
So a mindfulness practice is probably a great way to become a good lucid dreamer or even have lucid dreams.
Yes, any kind of mindfulness practice is a very good foundation if someone wants to learn to lucid dream.
Okay, so that gets me to my next question. And how do you, what's the procedure? If somebody were to contact you and say, hey, Peter, I want a lucid dream, what's the procedure? Do you do classes? Do you do one-on-one consultations? Do you have reading material for people?
Well, I have 4 courses on the topic, and everything you need to know is included in the courses. And once someone has taken my course, that's when I offer a Skype session, and then we can talk about an individual plan, or we can discuss what's holding them back, any fears they might have. But generally, I would begin with taking the courses.
And how long does it typically take somebody who's never had a lucid dream, never even heard of lucid dreaming, to go from, I have no idea what the heck you're talking about, to having a lucid dream?
I have quite a few students who report having a lucid dream within 3 days, but I would say in general it can take a few weeks because you have to do this training, preferably in the morning, and before you fall asleep you have to program your mind, do these reality checks, you should try some kind of mindfulness practice. So I would say if you are practicing, I think it's realistic to achieve a lucid dream within 4 weeks.
Have you, do you believe that anybody can lucid dream, or have you ever run into people who just, they just can't do it?
Well, I think people who say who can't do it, they don't take their practice seriously. So, I mean, if you do your meditations, if you do your reality checks every day, you will have some kind of results. Even those students who are having difficulties, they do report better dream recall. So in the beginning, they remember their dreams much, much more. They become more vivid. So that's already an indication that something is happening and that the brain is being prepped for it.
How important is writing things down? Like keeping a journal, a dream journal?
Well, dream journaling is a psychological tool. So basically, when you go to sleep, if you have that idea in your mind that in the morning you will write down your dreams, that already sends a message to your brain to turn on those processes, those memory parts, which will enable you to remember your dreams. So just the intention of writing things down in the morning already helps you to have better dream recall and to think about dreams. So that can also help you to become lucid.
Have you ever heard, you probably have, people saying that they just don't remember or they don't dream? Have you heard people say, I don't dream? What do you think about that?
Yes, I've heard it before. It's a common misconception because everyone dreams multiple times every single night. We have sleep patterns, which sleep cycles, which repeat every 90 minutes. It's just that we are not used to remembering them.
So you talk about meditation and dreaming. How can somebody enter into the lucid dream state from a meditation?
Well, that's a fascinating technique. That's my favorite one. I can explain how I do it. It's basically I wake up after about 5 or 6 hours of sleep, and then I do a sitting meditation for 20 minutes and calm my mind and try to be present. And when I feel that my thoughts are not dominating, then I know that I'm ready to lie back into my bed and continue my meditation lying down. And the only thing you have to do is to try to remain present. So if a thought comes, you acknowledge it, and then you let it pass, you let it go. And you just lie there and try not to think, try to just enjoy it, really, and not try to lucid. Don't try to do anything, just be present and lie there and relax. And if you can get into a highly relaxed state that day, maybe after 20 minutes, then you will begin to feel a really interesting vibration coming over your body. And if you can then keep your relaxed attitude and you don't get super excited, then you will be carried into the dream state, and you retain your full consciousness, your full wakeful awareness, and that's just amazing because it feels like going from this physical dimension into another dimension. And that's when out-of-body experiences happen as well, because many times you don't end up in a lucid dream, but you sort of begin to feel yourself separated from your physical body, almost like you become conscious of an energy body, and then you can even see yourself from above. It's a fascinating experience.
So out-of-body experiences are a whole other thing. Lucid dreaming is different from an out-of-body experience. I know that I've heard of a technique where you watch yourself fall asleep and have an out-of-body experience, but I always thought that was kind of the same thing as a lucid dream. Have you ever heard of this, where you watch yourself fall asleep, you stay conscious as you're falling asleep?
Yes, that's effective in out-of-body experience. And scientifically speaking, those two things are the same. But when you go through the experience, it feels very differently.
Ah, I see. Did you ever experience that shaking that happens as you transition into sleep, where it feels like your body's shaking, but it's not really shaking, it just feels like it?
Yes, yeah, so that's the vibration that I'm talking about. You must keep your consciousness while that vibrational stage is happening, and that's when the lucid dream just embrace you and take you on a journey.
Yeah, and I find that, for all the listeners, I find that a very easy way to have an out-of-body experience or a lucid dream is to actually stick with that shaking experience, which is somewhat scary if you've never experienced it before. Hey, we're out of time, Peter. How do people get a hold of you if they're interested? How do people take your courses? Just go to the website?
Yes, I think the best way for now is just to go to my website, howtolucidream.org, and there you can read more about my courses, or you can contact me directly.
Hey, Peter, thank you for coming on The Bright Side. Best of luck to you. Appreciate it, and thank you for really doing some good work there. Appreciate it. Take care, Peter. We'll talk again soon. Now, it's Peter Torek, howtolucidream.org is his website, and that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacyspen.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.